So, like I was saying, I find it hard to believe how much you actually do, Greg. It's quite astonishing.
It is in part a byproduct of a low boredom threshold. And I do seem to have demonstrated a capacity to successfully juggle multiple items concurrently.
And obviously do it well.
Well, occasionally things fall, and occasionally you have to do a mea culpa, and very occasionally a mea maxima culpa, in order to apologise for dropping a ball here and there. But by and large, I really enjoy the stimulus and the breadth of my involvements, and most particularly my community involvement. So I'm lucky that in my day job with the History Fest, with the History Trust of South Australia, I get to play a part in this statewide celebration. I also, you know, have the exciting opportunity that just was recently announced that the government is giving us $250,000 to develop the business case for a future Adelaide Museum of South Australia's History. Now, this in the 40th year of the History Trust of South Australia's existence is the most exciting news, and it will be something for me to absolutely focus on top of the regular business of the organisation. I have just announced to our teams the first major organisational review in 40 years of existing. I want to make sure that we are facing the 21st century and the opportunities and the challenges that the time we live in presents in the most effective way, and that we are absolutely confident, and that our taxpayers can be absolutely confident that we are delivering value for money and aspiring always to do better. In the case of my other community involvements, the Cabaret Fringe Association Incorporated that I chair, we will be presenting the 2021 Cabaret Fringe from the 3rd to the 13th of June, and we have about 72 different performances, and it's a very quirky, very affordable thing. A lot of stuff in the West End of Adelaide, but also out in Metro Adelaide as well. And in July, I guess the event with which I had the longest history, the Adelaide Festival of Ideas, which I founded in 1999, and we probably talked about back in the first of these conversations. Adelaide Festival of Ideas will be presented from the 15th to the 18th of July. The full program will be announced at the beginning of June, and it will be the centrepiece of Illuminate Adelaide, the South Australia's new midwinter festival. I'm very, very grateful that the Marshall government, through Illuminate Adelaide, have found the heart to reinvest in it. That funding support from government was taken away under the Wetherill era, and I produced the 2016 and 2018 festivals with great support, I should say, from my board colleagues and producers. But now my dance card is so full, I can't do it in the same way, and nor can my fellow board members. And so we've licensed the 2021 Adelaide Festival of Ideas to the University of Adelaide, and they are curating it, and then in partnership with Illuminate Adelaide, they are presenting it. And I'm very, very excited.
It sounds wonderful. What happened to the Festival of Ideas? Because it was off for a few years.
Yes, it was. So that's going back to when Jay Weatherall defunded it it would have been in 2013-14 financial year, but we were not advised of it until we began to plan the 2015 biennial Adelaide Festival of Ideas, and suddenly ArtsSA said, "Oh, sorry, there's no money. Your funding was handed up in savings." And I then went to the government and said, "Well, look, I want to assert my moral right." I think I might have talked about this a couple of podcasts ago, so I won't bore you with the fine detail, but I then managed to go out there, shake the can, bang the tambourine, and pull in favours from all over the country so that we could present a 2016 Adelaide Festival of Ideas. And then we mustered the energy. It was about 1,500 hours for me on top of my day job to make the 2016 Festival of Ideas happen, and about 1,000 hours to make the 2018 happen. we're all getting on in years. And so I was very, very grateful to my board colleagues that we were willing to engage a dialogue with the University of Adelaide, which took 2.5 years. And that was that's the gap. And of course, COVID last year meant that nothing was happening. That, in one sense, brought us a little grace as well.
University of Adelaide doing it isn't going to curtail any of the activities?
To the best of my understanding, and they do keep me respectfully in the loop as the kind of founder and, I guess, godfather of it, I'm very excited by the program. Obviously, without the ability for international travel, it is going to have a different complexion of participants, but the subject matter is going to be audacious and challenging and very much of the now, and I'm very, very grateful and really looking forward to it.
Does it have a theme this year?
I think in keeping with Illuminate Adelaide, it light and enlightenment and ideas of that nature are likely to be in the program, but I'm not going to say anything more because I'm sworn to secrecy.
Okay, a little bit of enlightenment will be good though.
Indeed.
You can't go wrong with that.
Indeed.
So was there anything else that you wanted to talk about particularly?
Well, I'd like to just put a little plug in for Saving Big Santa.
Good idea.
I managed to generate a bit of heat in the council meeting last week when unfortunately my best intention to have council accept its responsibilities for this significant item of our movable cultural heritage. Unfortunately, Councillor Hyde moved an amendment which had the effect of causing me to have to leave the chamber because he mentioned my employer, the History Trust, and simply proposed that the council gift Big Santa to the History Trust. Now, we have a process, and that process will be followed at the History Trust with regard to acquisitions. But one thing I'm very clear on, and that is that the History Trust of South Australia's State History Collection is not the dumping ground for local government to offload its own responsibilities for cultural heritage. The previous council accepted ownership of Big Santa when David Jones wanted to offload him, and he then moved to the tower of Federal Hall at the Adelaide Central Market. This means that council owns it. This means that council needs to make the decision. Because I was out of the chamber and it was a tied vote, the Lord Mayor exercised her casting vote in order to support Councillor Hyde's motion to offload it. That's disappointing. It's a break with convention because traditionally a casting vote by a presiding member is cast in favour of the status quo. And to my interpretation, the status quo is that council owns Big Santa and needs to have take care of Big Santa. The decision to try and offload Big Santa means that this matter is far from done. And of course, people could say, well, you know, quite honestly, who gives a fig about Big Santa? Well, I would say hundreds of thousands of South Australians who've grown up in the shadow of that big man in red in Rundle Mall for years, and then in more recent years at the Central Market, actually have a great affection
Absolutely.
For Big Santa. So
Absolutely.
Yeah, I would very much hope that we will come to our senses and that Big Santa will have a future.
What a way to end.
Well, you know, it's sometimes the little things are the big things.
They really are.
The big things are the things.
Yeah, oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Pleasure.